The top stories on ABC News. At least 48 people have died after a powerful magnitude 7.5 earthquake rocked the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, triggering a tsunami. Phone footage broadcast by a local TV station shows waves of up to 3 metres high crashing into houses along the shoreline. An earlier magnitude 6.1 earthquake in central Sulawesi killed several people, injured 10, and damaged dozens of houses. In the US, Senate Republicans have voted to put the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to a full vote. However, Republican Senator Jeff Flake has called for a week's delay while the FBI further investigates sexual assault allegations against the judge. Australian racing car legend and prominent businessman Bob Jayne has died aged 88. Bob Jayne, who opened his first tyre store in Melbourne more than 50 years ago, passed away last night after a long battle with prostate cancer. Two men have been arrested in Sydney in connection with the seizure of 500 kilograms of cocaine in the Solomon Islands that was bound for Australia. The drugs were allegedly found during a raid on a yacht in the capital Honiara. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has praised the multinational investigation.